I hate it when someone sits in my chair,
Han said as Leia came into the cockpit and strapped into the co-pilot seat.
Except you, of course.
Of course. Han fiddled with the chair's control.
You know when you have it perfectly adjusted for yourself, then someone goes and fools with it?
Life can be hard, Leia said. He frowned at her and motioned with his chin to the instrument panel.
We good to lift?
We're good. Han enabled the repulsors and eased the ship up and out of the landing bay, the spaceport shrinking below them.
Where's Alana?
Showing our passengers some of her favorite toys. Leia looked over her shoulder. You trust them? Han glanced at her.
Obviously you don't.
Leia stared out the viewport for a moment, Vasid's blue sky darkening as the ship climbed and stars began to appear. I can't get a fix on Mag other than to say he seems like a fish out of water. But there's something not quite right about Quip.
His story rang false?
Not at all. In fact, everything he said struck me as true, even when he mentioned Bale. I had a strong sense that he actually knew him.
They were both there at the beginnings of the Alliance. They might have crossed paths or had dealings. He practically said as much.
That's part of what I was feeling, but there was more to it. When he was telling us about falling in love with the Falcon, I felt the emotion behind his words. But when he began telling us about the mission to Belbringi and his change of heart, I sensed that he was omitting some crucial detail.
It didn't happen the way he said?
I can't be sure. I just didn't feel his remorse. He felt bad about what happened, but it was as if he had distanced himself from the events, or that he was recounting someone else's version of the story.
Distancing himself is understandable. It's been more than 50 years. If I was telling someone about what I did on Wylesia way back when, it might come out sounding like I don't harbor regrets, but I do.
Leia sighed. You're right. Maybe I'm being overly suspicious because of what happened on Terrace.
And now two strangers try to make off with the Falcon.
What bothers me is Lestra Oxyx being on hand to speak for them, Leia said.
I know I've heard the name.
Leia swiveled her chair toward him. I've known him practically all my life. He represented many of the so-called loyalists in the years preceding the Clone Wars. Han made his mouth a rictus.
You're kidding. He doesn't look half old enough. First Quip Fargal, now Lestra Oxyk? What am I doing wrong?
Leia laughed. Lestra is one of the people who keep Aurora Medical in business, and not simply as a patron. He made occasional visits to Alderaan when I was growing up. He and Bale had many private talks. Bale respected Lestra because he continued to befriend and offer legal advice to Palpatine's enemies, despite the dangers that posed to his career and to his life. But for Lestra to represent two ship thieves on Vasid...
Maybe he's doing it for the public good?
That's as good an explanation as any. You know, he was the lawyer for the Colicoids in that recent case.
The lawyer who lost. So maybe he's taking work wherever he can find it.
Leia ridiculed the idea. He's wealthy beyond even your wildest dreams. He's said to have one of the most extensive collections anywhere of Coruscant Republicana.
Han thought about it.
You don't think he hired those thieves to add the Falcon to his collection?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Before Han could respond, someone said,
Permission to enter the cockpit, Captain?
Han saw Mag standing in the hatch and beckoned him in.
Take a seat.
A crescent of Vasid hung in the viewport, the world's small moon engulfed in shadow.
Your ship is even more amazing than I heard,
Poe said.
Quip told me a lot about it, but I guess I wasn't expecting a 100-year-old vessel to look this good.
103,
Han corrected.
Does Quip do a lot of bragging about having named her?
Quip? Never. Only a handful of folks on all of Vasid know him as Quip as opposed to Vec. And even those folks don't know he ever owned the Falcon. Besides, he feels too bad about what he did to tell anyone. He's still expecting some former member of the Rebel Alliance to come gunning for him. I was surprised when he agreed to meet with you.
A story like Quip's. It gets bottled up. It has to come out sometime.
Quip says the Falcon is running a 0.5 hyperdrive.
It's a fact. With a Series 401 ISO SIM generator.
Incredible,
Poe said.
What's the power source?
Quad X.
What drives the sublight?
A pair of Ghiordyne SRB-42s. Modified, of course.
Deflector shields?
Torplex generator, with a Novaldex stasis for support.
Post whistled in admiration.
If there's time, I'd really like you to show me around before you drop us at T'Prawa.
We can do it now, Han said. As soon as we make the jump to light speed, I'll enable the autopilot.
He swiveled away from the navicomputer to face Leia.
Unless you want to take the helm.
Leia shook her head. I promised Amelia I'd help her prepare snacks.
Don't go to any trouble on our behalf,
Post said. Leia slid out of the harness. No trouble, but we can't leave 3PO to do it all by himself. Han studied the coordinates the Rubicon had provided.
All set. We'll start with the sublight engines.
Outside the viewport, the stars streaked.